Hello, my name is Vitor Lopes and I'm a research fellow at INL. The work that I'm presenting here today is related to my PhD in mechanical engineering concerning a new manufacturing methodology to develop magnesium stents. A stent is a metallic expandable knitted medical device that is introduced into the veins and arteries to increase the blood flow to the organs and prevent complications generated therein. Nowadays, most metal stents are manufactured with permanent materials. Regarding the manufacturing process, laser cutting is the usual method to fabricate metallic stents, even though some additional finishing operations are required. However, the need for metal stents to remain permanently in the same region where they are placed remains a barrier to biocompatibility between stents and human organism, compromising implant success. The present study addresses a thin wall investment casting methodology using an eco-magnesium alloy, which is a biodegradable and biocompatible material. Eco because of addition of calcium oxide to overpass its high reactivity. In addition, this process is capable of reducing processing steps and costs, especially for thin wall applications. The proposed methodology consists of the combination of additive manufacturing with investment casting using plastic moldings, resulting in five main steps from design to obtaining the final magnesium part. Several aspects have been discussed throughout this research, including the printing of the 3D model, the application of the coating, the manufacture of the moldings, and the casting processing. The effect of each application as a protective coating for the printing models was one of the research performed in this work. It was demonstrated that the samples where yttrium was used showed a cleaner surface and a more uniform microstructure. Furthermore, the optimal casting parameters were experimentally optimized in this work. As no expected, the use of a vacuum atmosphere during the melting and puring phases was shown to be vital to the occurrence of magnesium reactions. Even though it contributes positively to cavity filling, especially for thin wall parts, it also appears to significantly enhance the reaction between the liquid magnesium and the surrounding elements. So, the use of vacuum presupposes the application of yttrium coating. Regarding the metal quality, the best casting was achieved when yttrium coating and vacuum are not used during the processing. In this case, oxygen does not react with the surrounding elements. The residual oxygen present in the furnace produces magnesium oxide, which acts as a protective oxide on the melt surface, thereby increasing the surface tension of the metal and preventing mold-metal contact. This means that the casting condition to be used depends on the final application, as using vacuum guarantees better thin wall cavity filling, while the absence of vacuum inhibits magnesium reactions. The same compromise exists for puring and molding temperatures, since higher temperatures ensure better cavity filling, and lower temperatures mitigate reactions. To sum up, it was demonstrated and proved that the proposed methodology is effective for thin wall investment casting of magnesium stents. In addition, this methodology also allows a more realistic assessment of the potential of investment casting in plastic molding, which has received scant attention in the industrial field. Please let me know if you have some doubts. Thank you very much.